Today, we'll be Ezus Hashem learn Daf Lamed Aleph of Masechta Ksuvos. Some of the topics we'll learn about include Zorek Chetz Brishus HaRabim V'Kora Shiroyin B'Halichosoi. One shot an arrow on Shabbos and it traveled a distance of 4 Amos in Rishus HaRabim and also tore a garment during its course. Akira Tzorech Hanochahi. One is Chayiv Misa through Hanocha only if it was preceded by Akira. Therefore, the Hanocha is linked to the Akira. Two distinctions between Achilas Chelev and Zriko Birshus Harabim. First of all, Efshe LaHanocha B'Loy Akira. One can only transgress Hanocha if it was preceded by Akira. However, Efshe LaAchilo B'Loy Hagba. One can transgress Achilas Chelev without a preceding Hagba. Number two, Zriko Birshus Harabim. Iboy LaAdura Loy Matzi Mahadala. An Akira through Zrika cannot be retracted. However, Achilas Chelev Matzi Mahadelo. The Hagbah of Chelev can be retracted. Three explanations for Issa Shabbos Ugneva Boin Ke'echod in the case of Hayimagarer V'yoytze. Some of the terms and concepts we'll learn about include the Melacha of Hoytzah of Avara B'Shus HaRabim consists of both Akira, removing the item from its initial location, and Hanacha, placing it in another location. Ben Azai Oimer Mahalach Ke'oimei Dami. Ben Azai says that when one is Mavir Chefetz, carries an item through Halicha, walking, each step is considered as if he was Oimei, stopped, thereby making a Hanacha, and then restarting with another Akira. Yodai Shel Odom Chashuvaloi Ke'arba Al Arba. A person's hand is considered a significant area of 4x4 Tvachim.